Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, good to be with you. We will talk to the guys on In the Loop in just a few minutes here. Yusei Kikuchi, third start as an Astro tonight. Talked about this earlier in the show. Kikuchi, pretty cool shot of him in the dugout last night. Got his little iPad in front of him there, kind of studying things about the Tampa Bay Rays. He's got a lot of experience pitching against the Rays because he was in Toronto. Spencer Arrighetti sitting next to him. They're kind of giving feedback to each other. Here was Julia Morales kind of taking us through that as it was playing out on our TV screens.
He says, they are so prepared here. I am quickly learning what it takes to be a winning organization with just how much video these guys are watching and how they talk to each other and how they help each other. He is just really impressed with everything that's going on right now in the Astros organization, which is great to hear.
It's, you know, the... And that was cool, and it was cool to see, and it's, you know, it's fun to watch the interaction, especially when you look at, like, Arrighetti and Yusei Kikuchi. Like, theoretically, these are two guys that are competing with each other for potentially a spot in the playoff rotation, you know what I mean? Like, it's,
yeah,
there is
yeah.
an internal competition that goes with that, you know? And
yeah, the during that point in the broadcast, they were showing Kikuchi sitting next to Arrighetti, and Arrighetti consulting with Kikuchi on what he was seeing. Kikuchi was scouting the Rays batters because he's pitching tonight. And I think it was Kendall Graveman sitting next to him. He had his hand over his face. Sometimes I forget that Kendall Graveman is still around.
Yeah.
Kendall Graveman took some pitches off the mound yesterday at Fenway. So, it was a little bit of a reminder that, yeah, the Astros pitching coaching staff and analytics staff and really the entire system from A-ball on up it's different than it is in most places. Kikuchi's been to a couple places and he's never seen like this for the Astros. And I just, after that horrific beginning to the season for the Astros pitching staff, they've been the best pitching staff in baseball since they started their turnaround. It made me feel good about, like, not necessarily this season as much as just the future of the Astros.
Yeah.
Especially when you're going against a team like the Rays, which against all odds has remained competitive just by virtue of developing players. They never, ever retain them.
Yeah.
But they're one of the other gold standards in pitcher development with the Rays. The Astros are like the Rays, but add money. You know?
Yes.
It's just kind of like the Red Sox took what the A's did with Moneyball back in the day, added money to it, and won a championship with it.
Yeah.
That's where it's still a really good situation for pitchers in Houston.
It's funny, but when you take, like, you take Julia, hey Ben, play it one more time because it was pretty quick. When you play what Julia said right here.
He says, they are so prepared here. I am quickly learning what it takes to be a winning organization with just how much video these guys are watching and how they talk to each other and how they help each other. He is just really impressed with everything that's going on right now in the Astros organization, which is great to hear.
I don't know, man. Like, I just feel... And you laid it out well earlier, Seth, where you said sometimes, like, it's stuff you know is good for yourself, but it's the willingness, not just to do it, but once you do it, to stick with it. Yeah. And you made kind of this,
like, financial management, healthy eating, all those things. What we should be doing.
All those things. And yet, like, that stuff there, especially at the end there, like, boy, the way they talk to each other and help each other out and things like that, like, that just sounds so basic. I'm like, man, what ratchet clubhouse has Yusei Kikuchi spent his time in last 5 years, you know?
You know, I think it's kind of my skepticism over Cliff Kingsbury as an NFL offensive coordinator.
Okay.
Is that when you would watch those, I had a hard time criticizing Kyler Murray for a perceived lack of, you know, doing film work away from the building and everything, because I don't know if he was being given the tools to actually do all that stuff.
Yeah.
Cliff Kingsbury's offense never evolved into a genuine NFL offense, and it showed up. That's why midway through the season, those teams would start to know exactly what was going on with the Cardinals' offense. It was, you know, the guys who weren't the primary receiver in a one-read offense were just lazing through their routes. Defensive backs knew it, and that's where Cliff Kingsbury lacked that commitment to the obsessive attention to detail. That's really the hard thing to do. You know, like, yeah, you could have executed that offense a lot better than you did, but nobody actually gave a damn or even knew what they were supposed to be doing when it came to the finer stuff. So it's easy to look at and say we should do some of that, what the Astros are doing, versus, hey, we should revamp our entire pitching system from A-ball on up, to where everybody's doing the same things all the time. That takes a lot of work.
Yeah.
It's like running a full court press in basketball.
Right.
You know, in college. Easy to do.
Yeah.
Or easy to recognize and to say, like, oh, yeah, that's what we should be doing. It's a lot harder to get guys to commit to that over the course of an entire season.
So Texans back at practice in about an hour and a half. 11:30 practice starts today. I'll be anxious to see, you know, Laremy Tunsil was back out there on Sunday with, you know, back at starting left tackle with the ones. He was doing everything in 11-on-11. So let's see if he's back out there. I'm anxious to see if Joe Mixon actually gets reps, Seth, in the 11-on-11 portion. He was suited up at practice and did the individual drills. Christian Harris is the one that is starting to concern me a little bit. He got back out there on Sunday and was fairly quickly. He aggravated something because he went back in the building shortly.
It feels too much like Kyle Tucker right now.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah,
especially because I went back and looked. My memory at the time when that first day of training camp, we're all kind of looking around, trying to, you know, the first day of training camp, I'm trying to learn the new guys' numbers and everything, and I'm looking around, and it occurred to me like midway through the practice, hey, Christian Harris isn't out here.
Yeah.
Didn't I see him in a couple of videos talking about how healthy he feels and how ready he is for the season?
Right.
So I went back and I saw Aaron Wilson had a video of him working out on like July 15th out in the heat somewhere in Houston with a private coach.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been very mysterious because it seemed like, okay, well, it's no big deal apparently, but it's just tweaked something and he won't be here for a little bit. But now we're heading down to, what's this, the fourth week of training camp?
Yeah.
And he still hasn't participated in a full practice yet. I'm getting kind of nervous about it.
I am too, because that's a position where you're not like, okay, well, the next guy up is so-and-so. Like, if one of the three wide receivers went out, like, all right, well, you still got Nico Collins and Tank Dell and Dalton Schultz. He can still figure out a way. You know, if it was defensive, even like defensive tackle, I know none of them are world beaters, but you feel like there's 4, 5, 6 guys there where if one goes out, you're okay with the next guy that goes in. A linebacker ain't that. Like, there's it's Azeez Alshire, a healthy Christian Harris, and then who knows what after that.
Like, it was Henry Toa and I think Neville Hewitt were in the base to start the game last week.
Yeah, I think so.
So, like, Henry Toa is still very much a work in progress, I think. And, like, I do think that he looks more confident and decisive and more like an NFL linebacker on the field from the limited glimpses I saw of him, but it's not the same as having Christian Harris out there. So it's not an awesome situation right now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoop.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I thought this same thing when you brought up Micah Parsons earlier. We were talking about CeeDee Lamb just because of Micah's relationship with CJ Stroud. Just simple question on the text page. Could y'all see Parsons ever in a Texans uniform?
I don't know if he's got... Boy, that's hard to turn down an incredible edge rusher. It's really, really hard to turn down an incredible edge rusher. I don't know if he's D'Amico Ryan's ideal edge rusher. D'Amico Ryan's wants a certain element of physicality versus the run as well as the pass, and I'm not quite sure that's like his dream scenario. But I wouldn't turn it down.
No,
I'm not gonna kick him out of bed for eating crackers.
Yeah. In a perfect world, Will Anderson becomes your Micah Parsons, the edge guy that you pay $30+ million a year to. You know,
that's
in a perfect world. John Lopez and Figgy Figure here.
I've predicted it.
Predicted what?
That Micah Parsons eventually will be a Texan.
He's going to be a Texan?
Yeah. No, it won't be anytime soon.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, but...
He's heading into year four.
Yeah.
So that Cowboys don't have to do anything with him for two more years.
Right.
Yeah.
I could see Mike Zimmer strangling him on the field. I could see Mike Zimmer
Cowboys
butting
DC.
Heads with Micah Parsons. Yeah.
To be fair to Micah Parsons, I could see Mike Zimmer strangling a lot of people on the field.
Yeah. Not to death or anything, but you know, when who's the basketball coach? Was it
Bobby
Knight choked a student.
No. The guy that was
Latrell Sprewell and PJ Carlissimo.
PJ Carlissimo. I could see him pulling a PJ Carlissimo at some point this year. Well, look, Danielle Hunter, when he talked about how, like, hey, he's been able to play this is the first time he's been able to play this wide open, like, just pin your ears back and go system.
Yeah.
He was in Mike Zimmer's system before that, hyper-disciplined, and not the same. And Mike Zimmer is one of the best defensive coordinators who's ever put on a headset.
Yeah.
I feel like there could be a potential personality issue brewing there at some point.
Yeah, I could see that. How you fellas doing?
Man, great.
How are we doing, man?
Yeah, absolutely great. Feeling hashtag blessed.
First time we get to see you all week because we're out of here at 8:00 on Mondays.
Yes.
So practice starts at 11:30 today.
Yeah, I don't like it.
If you need, well, you're here. Why do you, what don't you like about it?
I'm worried about you.
Oh, you are? I'll be fine.
I'm worried about everybody.
Yeah. 108 heat index out there today.
Dude. Man. Well, I got in my truck yesterday. I got to get one of those little windshield cover things from the inside.
Oh, yeah.
It was 118
degrees.
Never
had one of those before.
I haven't either. It's too big of a hassle.
We actually criticized people that had that.
Dude, it was 118 when I got in my truck.
Hold on. What was the criticism of people having those things? Yeah.
The thing was, you had people just going into a convenience store and put the thing up. It's just Like, you in there for, like, 2 seconds.
Yes, Houston. I don't even know that.
I get what y'all saying now. I understand.
I understand.
I wasn't familiar with y'all work.
Figgy, I had a dozen eggs in the passenger seat, and I didn't want them to be hard-boiled by the time I came out.
Well, that shade isn't going to help.
A dozen eggs. I came out of the store, and there's an omelet sitting in my front seat.
It ain't going to help.
Yeah. Man, the Strohs. Are you excited for Kikuchi tonight?
I am. We're all going to have a great Kikuchi. Night.
Yeah. I wasn't trying to set you up for some sophomoric joke.
I literally just said we're all going to have a great night with Kikuchi.
Okay. Maybe I was putting thoughts in your head.
No, you weren't.
Putting thoughts in your head.
You were not.
Yeah, man.
Kikuchi's a good test, too, because his first start was versus the Rays, and they had seen him before. You know, they were familiar with him. But they were kind of ambushed by him adding the changeup so much. Mm-hmm. So where now they've had the benefit of a couple of weeks of reflecting on it, we'll see exactly what their response is.
Yeah, that was the one game they won against the Rays was the one Kikuchi pitched.
It's happening with the Astros.
Yeah, you killed them earlier this year.
I know.
Where are you? Have you come? You said they were dead like three weeks into the season.
I thought they were dead.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Well, excuse me for having an opinion.
But have you apologized to them for this?
Apologize to the Astros?
No, I'm just joking. I hate when people apologize. I'm just joking. I hate when people apologize for opinions.
I hate when people say they need to apologize.
Right.
They owe so-and-so an apology. Who are you to say if they owe an apology?
Right. So now it's happening for the Astros.
It feels like it's happening, doesn't it?
Yeah. I think we're a couple Verlander rehab starts away from having a full six-pack out there.
Isn't that what they said yesterday? One more?
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.